Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. Thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. This is a recorded line.
Hi, Randy. Hi, this is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I do have a potential new Depot Provera claimant on the line, Miss Jacqueline Beeman. Would you go ahead and assist her?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Wonderful. And Jacqueline, I wish you the best of luck with everything. You guys both have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Miss Beeman. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. My name is Randy Reese, Reese like the peanut butter cups, and I am on a recorded line, and I'm going to see if I can help you make a claim for the Depot Provera lawsuit. Now, do I understand correctly you'd like to see if you meet the criteria, ma'am?
I'm sorry. Do I need to what?
Meet the criteria to file the claim. I'm going to help you with that. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and we're going to see if we meet the criteria, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, to confirm, I have your phone number as 989-529-2198.
Yes.
Okay. And you are Jacqueline Beeman, B-E-E-M-A-N. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And again, I am Randy Reese, Reese like the peanut butter cup, spelled R-E-E-S-E. And I'm going to text you my contact information. Okay, Ms. Beeman, so to confirm, you do want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot lawsuit, correct?
Right.
Okay, ma'am. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Oh, no. I've seen it on Facebook.
Okay. Thank you for that. So you are willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm for this matter, but most importantly, you're willing to affirm that you've not signed any documents with another law firm, correct, Ms. Beeman?
Oh, no, I haven't did anything.
So that's a yes, correct? You've not done it. You're willing to affirm that, correct?
Right.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
That would be right.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
I'm sorry, you say what?
A citizen of the United States.
Yes.
Okay. And I do apologize. I'm old, so I may not speak clearly sometimes, but we'll get through this, I promise you, all right? Ms. Beeman, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking the Depot Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know what date your diagnosis was? What is the date of your diagnosis of meningioma?
It was June 24th, 2005.
Thank you, ma'am. So I have June 24th, 2005 is your date of diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth, young lady?
10-18-1969.
Yes. Thank you. I am older than you, so I can call you young lady. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Okay. Let me just type in some information here. You're doing very well. Thank you for that. Now, you don't have to look at it right this moment, but I'm going to send you a text message right now. That is my contact information, Randy Reese. The phone number that's on there is directly to my desk. I'm also including my email, okay? So you will know how to get a hold of me, as well as you could give my name and number to anybody else that wants to talk about these claims. Now, thank you, ma'am. Now, did you use the brand name Depot Provera?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And you did, so that was the brand name. You did not use the generic, correct?
No.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And did you use the Depot for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
And can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections within 1 year prior to you getting diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
And did you use Depot between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yeah.
Approximately when did you start using Depot? Your best guess on that one, ma'am?
I would say, let me think about this.
Take your time, too, by the way.
Probably 2001.
Do Do you remember approximately what time of the year that might have been?
I would say March.
Okay. Of 2001, correct?
Yes.
And when did you stop using it, just to the best of your memory?
In June, probably about the middle of June of 2005.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I know. Thank you for putting your thinking cap on. And the medical problem that we're referring to today is meningioma. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you, ma'am. Men don't get meningioma, by the way. And can you please spell your first name for me, Jacqueline?
Jacqueline.
Thank you. I have Jacqueline.
Yes.
And young lady, could you spell your last name for me, please?
Beeman.
Thank you, ma'am. I have Beeman.
Yes.
And your current marital status?
Single.
Thank you. And is there any suffix to your name, junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
And what is your social security number, ma'am?
372-960394.
Thank you, ma'am. And I have for your email, msjuniorb@yahoo.com. So missjuniorb@yahoo.com.
That would be right, yes.
I like that. That's cute. Okay. And then for your primary phone number, have 989-529-2198, correct?
Yes.
Is this a mobile phone?
Yes, it is.
Do you prefer to be contacted?
I just got rid of my landline.
Oh, I know everybody's doing that nowadays because you don't need them.
Right.
Did you do you prefer to receive text, phone calls, or emails?
Either one. Which one's easier for you?
Usually it would be phone calls or emails. I'll put email.
Okay.
How about phone calls? That sounds better. Then they'll leave you a message.
We better do the email or text.
All right, we'll do that. Which do you prefer, text or email?
Text is okay. I guess text is okay.
I'm with you on that.
Sometimes email. Let's do email.
Okay, ma'am. You got it.
I'm sorry.
What's the best time of the day to contact you?
Any.
Okay. And what's your contact address? What is your best address?
2427 Dow Place.
Dial or Dow?
D-O-W.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. I told you, I'm a little hard of hearing.
Yeah, you're all right.
And
that's
what's
in Saginaw, Michigan.
Michigan. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
There's some good fishing up there. 48602 is your zip. I have 2427 Dow Place, Saginaw County, Michigan. Is there an apartment or anything?
No.
Okay. And I'm going to help you out a little bit here with Google. Where was the facility that you got your diagnosis at?
At St. Mary's.
St. Mary's.
Oh, Ascension St. Mary's. And back in the day, it was just St. Mary's.
No, what city was that in?
It's in Saginaw.
Okay. It'll come up. You watch. The old, like the hospital I was born at, doesn't even exist anymore, but it still comes up.
Yeah, like if we change the names of everything. That's Washington, I believe that's 800 South Washington Avenue.
Yeah, okay, that's Ascension, there it is.
Yeah, Ascension.
Okay. Yep, 800 South Washington, thank you. Okay, and that's where you were diagnosed. Is that also where you go for treatment?
Yeah.
Okay, let me pull their address here. Hang on. There we go. Do you know their phone number? If not, I'll get it off this page. Oh, I got it. Never mind. Do you know the doctor you see, or did you see staff? Was it different every time you went?
I've seen Dr. Timothy Gates.
Timothy Gates. Thank you.
The neurosurgeon.
Okay, Dr. Timothy Gates. And that's who you see for treatment as well as Dr. Gates?
Yes.
Okay, no worries. Let me just copy that and paste it. And you'd already mentioned that you do go back to Ascension to see Dr. Gates for any treatments. So I'll just copy and paste all that. Did you have any cancer diagnosis prior to you getting meningioma?
No.
Thank you. You're moving right along here. I do appreciate it. And does Dr. Timothy Gates, is he the one who also prescribes any medications that you're currently taking or took for meningioma?
No.
Who's your primary care doctor?
I was seeing the Licia Pewitt.
All right, let me pull that. Was she the one that prescribed any medications that you took, Alicia?
Yeah, the Depo, yeah.
Okay. She prescribed the Depo. What about, okay, and she was in Saginaw too. Hold on. What was her name again, ma'am? Dr. Pewitt?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Let me take out the Alicia part of it, see if that helps. Okay, so after you went and got treatment from Dr. Gates, did he prescribe you medication to take at home or after that?
No.
Okay, so it would have been Dr. Pewitt.
Not that I remember, no.
Okay. Where did you see Dr. Pewitt at?
Oh, I did take something called Doxy.
Okay, and that was from Dr. Gates?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was there at Ascension, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was 100 milligrams.
You're fine. I know. It's been, you're doing a really good job jogging your memory. That's what, 2005? That's 19 years ago? What is it? That's a long time ago. So you're doing really good.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you, you're almost done. You really are. Now, Miss Beeman, when you went to get your prescriptions filled, where'd you go? Walgreens, Walmart, where'd you go? CVS? Depo. I mean, where do you go to get your prescriptions?
I was going to James Street Clinic back then.
But was that a pharmacy?
They had a pharmacy inside of there, and
see if I can find it. I know it's a while ago. Clinic.
Yeah.
Yep, there it is. It's called the Great Lakes Bay Health Centers.
See, everything's the names have changed, but back then they were. The prescriptions, they were cheaper there because it was a clinic. So I was going there because, it was just easier.
No, I get it for sure. Hold on. And I found the information too. Okay, and as far as any medical notes, so did you get treatments at all? Did you get any chemotherapy? Did you what did they do? Were you treated through medication, surgery?
Yeah, I had 90% of the tumor removed.
Oh. Okay. You poor thing. So 10% is still there.
Yeah.
Are they keeping an eye on that?
Well, I had radiation, the surgery and radiation too.
Okay. Thank you. Did you do chemo drugs?
Just the radiation, the
Okay.
radiation therapy.
Yeah, you went through a lot. Do you have any medical records, or can you confirm that your medical records do exist? You don't have to have them on you right now. Okay. And if they ask, you could mail them copies if needed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's the last question. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This helps prevent any delays in your case, and it also lets us be able to get a hold of you in the event of any disruptions. So, can you please give me the name, first name of someone who we might be able to contact, and a phone number if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time, and who they are, friend, family, or foe?
Okay, that would be Carmen Owens.
Thank you. And what's Carmen's phone number?
And 270-599-5244.
Thank you. And she a friend? Who is she to you?
My fiance.
Oh, perfect. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I was going to say, let me be the first, but I'm probably not the first. But congratulations,
Thank
anyways. So then
you.
I for safety, then I take it that you and Carmen would have access to your email, the Miss B email, correct?
No.
Oh, what's Carmen's email then?
I'm not for sure what his email is. Oh,
Well, that's why I was
he
saying, in the
just
event
sent.
that you became unavailable, would he be able to access your email?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay. If need be, yeah.
Right. Let me go back up and copy this. Okay. Got that. Okay. Now, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the last question, and I do have a firm that's accepted your claim. I'm going to be texting you right now the document that you need to sign, and then after that, it is on the document, but I'm also going to text you over the contact information for the attorneys that represent you in this case. So if you could do me a
Okay.
favor, you could put me on speakerphone. I just sent you a text message. Well, actually, I haven't sent it yet. Hold on. Hold on. It'll take 1 second. I have to log in. Excuse me. It's a separate program.
Okay. And then what is this for?
This is so that your claim will be filed. So what you'd be signing here is just an agreement for the attorneys to represent you, which of course you can get out of at any time. But I will tell you this, and you didn't ask, but Ms. Beeman, there is no charge to you for this. The only time that there would be a charge is in the event that the attorneys are successful with your claim. And I will tell you that they have started settling these claims. And then what'll happen is that the attorneys will take 40% and you will get 60%. But if they are
Oh.
unsuccessful, it won't cost you anything. So no money out of pocket whatsoever. And the agreement that I'm asking you to sign is twofold, and I'm going to send it to you right now. It's an agreement for the attorneys to represent you, but it also gives us permission to pull your medical records. So if you remember when I was asking about medical records, I remember I said, if asked, that would be in the event that they're not successful in getting your records or something, then they might ask you to intervene. But in the meantime, it's standard practice and it makes sense for them to try to get the records directly from the hospital. That way there's no question about any altering or anything. Follow me?
Yes.
Now, I sent you a text message. If you could click on that and open it up, it'll tell you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My question is, so you would get 40% and 60. So how much is a claim? Something like this.
I'm not allowed to talk dollar amounts because I don't know what your dollar amount would be. But as I mentioned, they've started settling these claims. So you could go onto mm-hmm. Google and look up what the average settlement is for Depo.
Okay.
And again, I couldn't tell you, let me see. I couldn't tell you what your case is worth because I'm not an attorney, but you'd be quite surprised at how much the average settlement is. It's quite high because the claim states that Pfizer put profits before people, all right, that they were too quick to go to market with these products. And then they failed to warn you, the consumers of the products, about the potential dangers of the product. And meningioma, that's a valid claim. Like I said, I already have a valid claim for you here. And so what happens is you'll get in line with all the other ladies that have filed a claim, and they do start settling them. But from here, once you sign this document for me, what's going to happen is you're going to get a call back from the attorney. Then they won't make you go over the document or anything again. It's just going to be a verification call. So you will get a chance to speak with your attorney as well, at least one of the representatives of your attorney. And again, if you have any mm-hmm. further questions, you can ask them as well. But in order to get that process started, that's where the document comes in. But keep in mind, Ms. Beeman, we will let you out of this and provide you with a letter of release at any time if you're not happy with the way things are going.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But these guys are experts, though. I give you my word on that. That's all they do is handle these big pharma cases and things like that. Now, if you were talking about an estate or a local attorney, that'd be a different ballgame. But, you know, Pfizer has unlimited money. And that's why you do this like this. You join with all the other claimants. But it's not a class action. The difference meaning is that everybody's case is different, and that's why you're going to want to Google what the average settlement is. And again, I think you're going to be very happy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So mm-hmm. do me a favor, click on that link.
Okay.
And then the first thing it's going to do is ask you to agree to a receive information electronically from me. And then once you've done that, it'll take you to another screen, and you're going to want to hit start or continue or something like that. It's going to show. Let me know what you see on your screen.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Continue. Okay. It says review and act on these documents, but I don't see any documents.
Well, they're going to come up one at a time. So do you see something in the yellow that says start?
No, I said something about agree.
Okay, to click that box. Just touch that box, agree.
Okay.
And then do you see, does it say continue or start? It's
yes.
in yellow. It's hit that, touch that, touch that.
Okay.
You're in the document. I just got a notification, so you're doing good.
Okay.
And then once you hit that continue, up
well,
in the.
I want to read some.
Take your time. But let me tell you, just for your own knowledge, you will get a copy of this deposited in your email once you sign it. And again, as I mentioned to you, we will let you out of it at any time.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to read through it before I sign it.
That's all right. Take your time, Jacqueline.
I know. And just what if I sign it and then you say, well, you signed this. And
well, I told you. That's why I tell you we'd let you out of it at any time. That's why I keep telling you that. Because that's why I tell people you could review it later at your convenience and you can just say, hey, I don't agree with this. And we'll give you we'll just turn it off. We'll give you a letter of release. It's a pretty standard form, though. If you feel more comfortable reading it, by all means, go ahead.
Okay, just some of it.
Just take your time, ma'am. There's no hurry. I don't want you to feel rushed. There's only a couple signatures on it, as you'll see.
Oh, okay.
So to get going, when you're ready, what you're going to want to do in the upper right-hand corner, there's a button that says Start.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll take you to the next screen. And what it's going to ask you to do, this is how you make a signature. There's a yellow eye down there where it says signature, and you touch that. And a box will pop up, and in that box, you're going to want to actually make a signature and hit Adopt and Sign. Okay. You'll see it. You've done this before, so.
Yeah. I just want to look at it first.
Keep going,
okay.
Ma'am. No, that's fine. I said when you're ready. And by the way, if you have any question about anything you see there, call it out. I'll be happy to answer it.
Okay. Well, let me see. I'm just looking it over a little bit.
That's fine, ma'am. That's fine, Jacqueline. Take your time.
Well, you have here drag. I understand that the medical billing record contains reference to abuse. It says something about drug abuse on here.
Oh, it just says it's a HIPAA law, and it says that if there is any drug abuse that shows up in your records, that they're going to know about it. That's all. There's no drug abuse, right?
No.
Well, then don't worry about it.
No. Okay. Okay. All right. And I'm going to adopt a signature. No, I'm going to adopt that one.
And I'm going to be sending you another text message. You don't need to click on it until after you're done with that. But this is the attorney's phone number.
Okay. So I have that. It's going through now.
Okay. Did you, does it say complete? It sure does. It sure does. Okay, let me go back to that text message I was creating for you. Now, you should have gotten one text message from me already. And that's got my phone number and my name, Jacqueline. It's Randy Reese, as I mentioned, like the peanut butter cups.
Okay.
And if you have additional questions, you are more than welcome to reach out to me. Hold on a second. Let me just get this number for you. And it is also in the documents as well. And let's see. So if I can't read my own writing, 649. Okay. 2019. Now, just hang tight. What's going to happen is they're going to reach out to you, And if they have additional questions or anything like that, they can ask, as well as if you have any additional questions, you can ask as well. Let me double check that number I just sent you, though.
Is it Angelo?
Yeah, I don't think, I want to make sure I sent you the right one. So they have different numbers. 410-618-5449. Here's another one I'm going to give you as well. But
okay.
The thing is, they're going to be reaching out to you, so you shouldn't have to call them. But I'm going to give you another number to that firm as well.
Okay. So then I have to go through another interview?
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. No, you don't have to do that. Okay.
Okay.
No, it's just a verification. No, you should be done here. If I made any mistakes or if I have any questions on the interview, I'll be calling you back shortly. All right. But I think I've got everything I need. I will double check it when I get off this call here. And like I said, if I missed anything, I will call you back. At this point, do you have any questions for me, Ms. Beeman?
Not at the moment, but I can call you if I do, right?
Of course you can. Okay. And let me see. I'm just looking it over real quick what I've got. Okay. I'll continue looking when I get off the line here, but I don't believe I have any questions at this point. If I do, like I say, I'll call you back. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Beeman, thank you so much for your patience with me, and you have a blessed day. And just hang in there. You'll be hearing from the attorneys. And thank you for participating. This is the only way we can get Big Pharma to really to stop doing this without thoroughly testing the products. So you have a blessed day, ma'am.
Right.
Thank you again for participating, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
You too.